You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode. I'm so excited to be here. And I feel so refreshed and I feel so brand new. Of course, this podcast is brand new. If you were an OG, you know that I had a podcast called The Mad Scientist Podcast, but I was feeling a need, not just feeling a need, but seeing that there was a need for me to do a full podcast name change and switch over. I can talk about that in depth a little later, but the future for where I'm seeing this podcast to go, it was best that I made the switch and changed the name. So now I'm excited to be starting over and soaring with the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. But we can go into that at a later date. But how are you guys doing? How are you loving the fall time? It's starting to get so much more cool now. I really, really like the heat. Of course, when it's not scorching hot, but I love it when it's a little bit warmer than what it is now. So it's definitely a switch up in the seasons. And it's been feeling like not just a switch up in the natural seasons outside, but in the spiritual seasons as well. And so I wanted to ask, have you experienced a shift in your relationship with God lately? Whether it be the time that you meet with him, or the way that you meet with him, or the things that you talk about when you meet with him, or where you meet with him at, has there been a shift in there? And are you feeling a shift if there hasn't been one yet? Because I have definitely been feeling a shift and trying to get adjusted to having a different flow in my relationship with God. So I've had a job switch, and this has been mainly the cause of the switch. Now I work as a technical service specialist in the automotive pre-treatment industry. I can talk about that a later date, but that's where I'm at now. But before, I used to have a job in the oil field industry, so I was classified as an oil field chemist, and it's where we would create something called drilling muds in the lab. And so the thing I will always say when I was explaining this to people, you know when people are drilling for oil in the ground? Yeah, well, they use drilling fluid to do that, or something also called drilling muds. And this drilling fluid or drilling mud is what helps to lubricate and cool the drilling bit, and also bring the rock cuttings and earth cuttings up to help facilitate the drilling process. It's pretty cool stuff, something I never saw myself working in. But in the lab, we would create the mud. And I'm doing some air quotes. I know you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. But in the lab, we would create the muds to simulate this drilling process and then run tests on them to make sure that it was up to par. And so while I was running muds in the lab, I had the opportunity to listen to music and just listen to podcasts and have my headphones in while I'm spending these 8-hour days in the lab. So I spent a whole lot of my time in the lab. And once I got trained up, I was able to be in the lab for the most part by myself. People would come in every now and then, but for the most part, I was by myself. And during this time, I had the opportunity to spend the most time with God. I would pop on some worship music or pop on a woman that I really, really love listening to on YouTube. And she would be praying on YouTube and she would pray in tongues and I would pray along with her. And when I tell you, my prayer life soared during this time. It was the best it's ever been. I started speaking in tongues more during this time. I was listening to worship music more. I felt the joy of the Lord so much. The presence of God, I felt so much. Because I was spending so much time in there. Just listening to music, worshiping, praying. And while I'm drilling my muds, it's like I was praying over them things. They were holy muds at that point. But yes, so I was taking and really, what's it called? I was really having a moment with God, longer moments with God than I've ever had in my entire life, where I was spending time in the presence of God for long periods of time. Because I mean, I'm used to praying and doing those things, but for hours and hours and hours at a time, definitely not used to it. I had the opportunity to listen to sermons, and I was doing that for hours on end. And oh, I didn't even mention that at the beginning of this, I had to drive an hour and 30 minutes to work. So that was also consumed with listening to worship music and praying and things. So I'm spending 4 to 5 to 6 hours throughout the day just worshiping and spending time with the Lord and praying and all these things. Amazing time, right? But now that I've experienced a job switch, now I'm not able to spend time in a lab by myself. I'm working around people more. I'm interacting with people more. I'm not able to have my headphones in hours and hours and hours and hours on end where I can just listen to music and listen to sermons all the time while I'm at work. And I also don't drive an hour and 30 minutes to work every day. It's more like 20 minutes. So that cuts down the worship time in the car. And now I've been feeling a big shift of what I've known my relationship with God to be during that time, of going from the hype and the height of it feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm on top of the world. I feel like I was getting all these revelations. I feel like I have the joy of the Lord. Just I would spring up out of bed in the morning just ready to dive into the word, or ready to just share the word on Instagram. And now that I've had this switch, I don't feel that as strongly. And I'm in a place where I'm just learning how do I cultivate, I know it won't be the exact same, but how do I cultivate the presence of God and have it and spend time with the Lord, although I'm not able to do it at work? But how am I able to do that before work? How am I able to do that after work? How am I able to do that on my commute to work? And it's something that I'm still feeling like I'm trying to get the groove of. It's something that I'm still feeling that I'm trying to get the flow of, you know. So I wanted to come on here and I wanted to ask, as the seasons changed and how has your relationship with God been changing? And how has your flow, have you felt a shift? Have you felt a change in your relationship with God? And if so, what has it been? And if so, how have you been adjusting to it? My thing is, I've been trying to lean into not putting a lot of pressure on doing it the exact same way. Because I realized that when I was in the lab and I was doing all these things, I would just put on the prayer with the woman that I was talking about, and I would pray along with her, and I would pray in tongues, I would listen to worship music, I would tell God how thankful I am of him. And now that I've been trying to do that in my own quiet time with God, either before work or after work or whatever, I haven't been feeling that same ease as before. Which has really been making me question, is God really getting me to shift? Like, that worked for that time of my life. That was needed. That was necessary. But I'm starting to question now, has God been giving me a shift? And the answer is yes. He has been giving me a shift of getting me to a different place with him, getting me to a different place in my walk with him, how it may not always look like that, but he's still with me, how it may not always sound like that, but he's still with me, how I may not always have the opportunity to pray for hours and hours and hours on end while I'm at work, but it's still, he's getting me to a place where I can do that before work or do that after work or do that while I'm at work. But maybe I can do that in my head. You know what I'm saying? And if you are the person and you have answered yes to, you do feel that shift and you have felt that change, I want you to know that, just like for me, I've had to let myself know that during this time that God may be calling you to transition, because the way that it felt comfortable for you before to spend time with him, he may be trying to move you away from that and get you into a new normal, or a new, I don't want to say comfortable, but just a new aspect of your relationship with him. And so the way it felt comfortable for him to speak to you may not be the way that he wants to speak to you now. You know, like before it was at work, but now it could be God could be calling me to take walks after work where it's just me and him, or get out of my room and get to another place, or just maybe go to a coffee shop where I take my Bible and I just say, God, hey, I'm going to have a moment with you today. I'm still learning these things. I haven't tried them yet, but I'm still getting to that place where I'm trying to figure out, okay, let's try some new things here. So maybe it could be the same thing with you. That the way it felt comfortable for him to speak to you may not be the way that he wants to speak to you now. And I want you to understand that God is a loving father. This one thing that if you haven't done a dive and just a study on it, just how much of a father God is to us. Of course, he's Lord, but God wants to be our father. Not only a father, but he wants to be a friend, right? And knowing that God is a loving father, when it comes to having a relationship with him, it's not always rigid. It's not always A plus B. It's not always 1 + 1 = 2. You know, sometimes he may have things switch up. Sometimes he may have things go in a different order. Sometimes it's not just ABC. Sometimes it's BCA, you know? Sometimes things are just different. Just like in your relationship with your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friend, your mom, your dad, your cousin, your sister, your brother, whoever it may be, your relationship is not always rigid with them. You guys may not always speak at the same time every day or meet at the same place every day. Sometimes you guys may switch it up. I mean, hey, you guys may have a routine, but what happens when there's a change in the seasons of one of your lives or both of your lives, and now you have some new responsibilities, so you can't keep that same routine up? Something has to shift. Something has to change. You still love the person. You still have the relationship with the person, and you still prioritize the relationship with the person, but you say, hey, we're not able to do X, Y, Z like we used to. We're not able to meet at X time like we used to. But here's the new change. Here's the new flow of our relationship now. And as our responsibilities change, as our lives changes, as our roles changes, as our callings change, the relationship we have with people is going to change, but also the relationship we have with God is going to change. And we may be used to praying a certain way. We may be used to fighting and warring in the spirit and doing all these things a certain way. But what God is calling us to could be completely different than what we've been used to before. So, honestly, this ain't gonna be too long. This is gonna be short and sweet. I want to leave you with this. I said it a couple whatevers ago, moments ago. First, get back to your understanding of who God is, that God is a loving Father. He is a friend. So he's not, and in his loving Father and in his relationship with you, it's not going to always be rigid. So get back to who God is. And then remind yourself that God still loves you. And because he loves you too much to even make you stay the same. He sees what you don't see. He sees your next season. He sees the season that you're in right now. And sometimes the old methods aren't going to work anymore for where you're at or where he's calling you to. So he's calling you to shift. So he's calling you to have a little change up in your relationship with him and in the way that y'all have been spending time together. It doesn't mean that it was bad before, but it just means that it just need a little fine tweak. It just need a little fine tuning, you know? So don't be afraid to switch it up. Don't be afraid to try out new places of spending time with God. Try out new methods. Read your Bible in a different place. Pray in a different place. Pray at a different time. And if you're used to doing more to talking, don't be afraid to say, you know what, this time I'm going to take some moments to just listen to God. And then say something. Or sometimes maybe you're used to doing a lot of the reading and the warning and the praying and all that. But you never take a chance to truly just be yourself and talk in your normal language and just let God know what's on your heart, what's on your mind, you know? Because I realize sometimes we can get so caught up in the praying and the reading scriptures and the reading the word or praying in tongues that I can speak for myself that I can get so caught up in doing that I don't even say what's on my heart. I don't even open up to God about how I'm feeling, my human feelings and what's going on in my head. So I just want to end you guys with that. Don't be afraid to switch it up. And also continue to remind yourself of who God is. And as I learn more and get more of a groove, if I get there, because I may feel like I have a groove and then God may say, all right, let's switch it up today, you know. But I'll continue to keep you guys updated. And yeah, so I do want to hear your input. I do want to hear where you're at with your journey. I do want to hear about you. So send me a DM. I might post this on Instagram, a little clip of this on Instagram. So you can put it in the comments or if you hear this before then, DM me at Marilyn Chanel, and I would love to hear about how your shift has been happening and how you dealing with it, how you feel about it. I've been feeling okay. I've just been trying to get my groove. Yeah, I haven't been too thrown off. But yes, so before we end, I pray that your week goes well, and I'm excited to see what, and I hope you guys are, just stay tuned. We have some new things dropping and new episodes that will be coming frequently. So stay on alert for that. Yeah, hope you guys have an amazing week. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM. Cousin, brother, little sister.